Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
We are in our series, The In-Between. Max talked about doubt 3 weeks ago. Emily spoke about hope 2 weeks ago. And next week, the bishop will talk about calling. Today, I'm going to talk about the ugly side of waiting, comparison. For those of you who don't know me, I am Ali, and I've been going to St. Nick's for about 4 years. I gave my life to Jesus in my teens and surrendered all my life to him in my 20s, and have been doing my best to follow him ever since. Which, for a few years, took me on a bit of a Holy Spirit-led wild goose chase across the world. I have been back in the UK for about 10 years now. I am married to Andy and work as an administrator in the higher education sector. So, what does it matter to you if he is still here when I return? As for you, follow me. The truth is, Christian life is waiting. We are all waiting for Jesus to come back, for heaven and earth to be restored. In the meantime, God makes us wait for our prayers to be answered in seasons. But no one knows how long their season is going to last, or indeed, if we will see an answer this side of heaven. It's easy to be looking at those around us at this time and resent God's blessings to them. This is something I particularly struggle with, mostly because my neurodivergent brain has a particular thing about fairness. The God of heaven is not an old-fashioned supermarket meat counter. We're not waiting for our ticket to be called, in prayed-for order, of course. Nor is it a giant snakes and ladders game where the decision if we're going down a snake or up a ladder is arbitrary. In James chapter 3, verse 15, the Bible tells us not to compare ourselves, and that comparison is selfish ambition, i.e. it's putting ourselves in God's place, or thinking that we know better than God what is right to do in our lives and the lives of others. The passage in John 21 is taken during their breakfast on the beach, which Emily spoke about 2 weeks ago. Peter has just had a nice breakfast and a revelation of God's love and acceptance. Then he is immediately looking around him. Jesus tells Peter, "What does it matter to you if John lives until I return? Follow me. Stay in your lane." For those of you who don't know, Peter dies long before John, according to church tradition. God's plan for John was not the same as that for Peter. Lisa Bevere, who is one of my favourite Christian authors and podcasters, in her book Without Rival, says that God doesn't love us equally, he loves us uniquely. See, whilst it might feel like snakes and ladders sometimes, the truth is there is only one snake. And he says, if God really loved you, he would let you eat from any tree in the garden. If God really loved you, he would give you what he has given her. Clearly, he has it to give, just not to you. God is holding back. It was the very first lie which Adam and Eve believed then, and we can believe now in our waiting. The enemy knows he can use your waiting to draw you away from God by looking at what God hasn't given you but has given to others. We can feel forgotten and resentful of how God is moving in other people's lives when he seemingly is stagnant in our own. I wonder if Elizabeth and Hannah, who prayed and prayed for children, felt the sting every time someone younger than them was blessed with a child. But the children God gave to each of them was for an appointed time and purpose in the kingdom. God is still God, even when he seems to have forgotten you. What we see is not always the full picture, and it is so easy for us to tie our worth to our waiting. And that is where our second reading comes in. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 10b to 11 in the New Living Translation, which is a slightly different translation than what was read, says this: "You have been chosen to know me. Believe in me and understand that I alone am God. There is no other God. There never has been and there never will be. I, yes, I am the Lord, and there is no other Saviour." I need to remind myself that God chose us, each of us. He has a unique plan and purpose for each of our lives. He has not forgotten you. Even if you don't see it in this season, he is with you. Following God is a matter of perspective. Sometimes we look back on a situation from our past and have the perspective of knowing why something turned out the way it did for us, or indeed for other people. Choosing God's perspective can be a lot like this. But when you are in the thick of it, it can be difficult to see what God is doing. One of my earliest memories was the Christmas play in year one. This was a woodland Christmas story. Each child was chosen for a part in the play. I have always loved acting and singing. I wanted to be a fairy. These fairies were dainty and did a 30-second dance. And my dancing at the time was described as Victoria Wood at the Corps de Ballet. So I was not a fairy. I was the owl. The four prettiest and daintiest girls in the class got to be fairies. And I remember making my owl costume with my mother and complaining that I was not a fairy and how so unfair it was, as only a six-year-old can. Well, what I neglected to mention to my parents come opening night was, not only the owl was the second main part of the play, with a substantial speaking role, but I also had a sung solo about being an owl. As an adult, knowing what I know now, I know why the teacher picked me to be the owl. I was the only child in my entire year group that could both act and sing with any competency. I was a shoo-in for that part. I was so much better in that role than any of the other children would have been. And maybe it was best for the parents that they were not subjected to my dancing. That was the first time I had ever sung a solo in front of an audience. And it changed me. It made me realise I was born to sing. When I sing, I feel God's pleasure. If I had been a fairy, I'm not sure I would have ever known that as I do now. And looking back, it's clear that God knew best. So here are my challenges for you to reflect on. Are you looking at other people's journeys and thinking, God, why can't that be mine? God, are you holding back on me? Do you know his love? That's the second one. Do you know his love? When it was read in Isaiah 43 verse 4, because you are precious and honoured and I love you, do you believe his love counts for you, or do you think he is holding back? Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you love us uniquely, that whilst we can't see it all at the moment, you are in control and are good. Please help us to compare, not to compare our blessings to others, and to trust you in this season of waiting. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.